First, over 100 years ago, a high school student in Menominee, Wisconsin, wrote a fairy tale set in a local canyon-shaped park and then submitted it to her school's literary magazine. That century-old story has been resurrected in a new book called The Devil's Punch Bowl. It features steampunk-influenced illustrations by a UW Stout professor. That illustrator joins us now along with his wife, whose musical compositions also inspired the project. Eric Evanson is an assistant professor of design at UW Stout and illustrator of The Devil's Punch Bowl. And Eric Asfano is a composer, band director, and music faculty at Augsburg University. Eric, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Erica, welcome to the show.
Hello.
And Eric, let's start off with some backstory on this local folktale related to The Devil's Punch Bowl.
Sure. The story is... was written in 1913 and published in the Menominee High School literary magazine, the Menomite, which I think only existed during this one year. The story is about a princess who essentially gets spirited away by a fairy, and the only way that she can be saved from her sort of like spiritual plight is to have some magic potion from a giant's punch bowl dashed in her face, and then that was broken.
And was this somehow connected to a folk tale in the area, or was this a complete literary composition?
You know, as far as we can tell, it's a complete literary invention, but it definitely plays on tropes of fairy tales and myths of the era.
And Erica, can you tell us about the place now, this park in Menominee, the Devil's Punch Bowl? What's it like? Do people spend a lot of time there?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place if you're going to come visit Menominee to stop by. It's a geological formation that's due to the glaciers that came through. There's a waterfall and sort of an indentation into the ground. And you can go down some steps and spend some time in this. Like, it's basically a bowl in the ground, and there's a lot of beautiful nature, and it's a really neat place to come visit when you're in Menominee.
And Erica, is it the kind of setting that might inspire a fairy tale?
It absolutely is. There's this beautiful waterfall, which in the winter is actually freezes over, and so that actually makes it kind of more magical during that time of year. And there's beautiful trees and things around, and you can definitely imagine fairies or gnomes picking out of various places when you're visiting.
And Eric, the author we're talking about, did imagine a tale taking place in this magical environment. Tell us about the young author of this, what is it, almost century-old story now?
Yeah, we actually don't know all that much about her. The story was discovered by Sophie Doan at the Dunn County Historical Society, and it was written by Isabel Waterman. She's Menominee High School class of 1915, I think. And so I think she would have been in 10th grade when she wrote it. Aside from that, and aside from her yearbook entry, we actually don't know that much about her. I believe the Historical Society looked into her background, and I think they discovered that she has a daughter that became a writer in the Madison area, but I don't know her name, unfortunately, and I don't know anything else about the rest of her family. But she definitely seemed like a really interesting kid, and unfortunately, she passed away before I was even born.
I want to throw out to our listeners, give us a call at 800-642-1234 if you can help us pick up the thread of that story. Eric, what led you to want to take the story, I understand, very lightly edit it, but then illustrate it?
Yeah, so actually, a friend of mine at the Historical Society was talking about what a cool project it would be for possibly for students. And I teach at UW Stout, but I don't teach a class that really would cover this kind of project. And so I was kind of talking about how unfortunate it was that couldn't work that way, but I got more and more intrigued the more I talked about it, and eventually just volunteered to do it myself. I'm a huge fan of mythology and folklore. I've published a couple of graphic novels on the subject, and basically, anytime you get evil fairies or giants or princesses involved, I'm usually on board.
And you're an illustrator yourself, right?
Yeah. I'm an illustrator. I'm a graphic designer, and I've done a bunch of comic book work too. So kind of anything in that vein has sort of been in my area.
And I want to get into the style of the illustrations, because you took this in an interesting direction. And I'm going to start by turning to what I understand is your inspiration, and that's you, Erica. You are a composer, and you've written a series of suites of steampunk music. Can you talk about your music?
Sure. Well, I think my influence on this particular Devil's Punch Bowl project was sort of just a matter of timing. I'd written a piece for a concert band that had kind of recently been finished when this project came up for Eric, called Steampunk Suite. It's a four-movement piece that takes sort of twists some important people that were alive in the Victorian era and sort of puts them in a fictional type of setting. And so some of those people include P.T. Barnum, Nikola Tesla, Charles Ives, Marie Curie, and sort of flips, gives them kind of an alternate fictional history and what that might sound like when it's interpreted musically.
I want to give a listen to, I think this is the fourth movement. This is, well, this refers to a couple of the people you mentioned, Barnum and Tesla's Tandem Bicycle, performed here by the Ohio State University Wind Symphony. Here's a listen. Eric, you've got a soundtrack in your mind. You've got this story, again, by a high school student from a century ago. So how does this feed into your illustrations?
Well, I was kind of lamenting. I had taken on this project, and I think I was looking at some... I started the project by looking at some old illustration work by... people like Arthur Rackham, who's one of my absolute favorite illustrators, and other illustrators from what they call the Golden Age of Illustration, sort of about the same time frame as the Devil's Punch Bowl story. And I was also sort of lamenting that that I couldn't quite find the hook for it. Like, I really liked that sort of older style, but I didn't know how to update it for the modern era, I guess. And sort of... A secondary thought I had that was completely unrelated was I was a little bit jealous that Erica got to work with such a cool subject matter like steampunk. And then our friend, the contact at Dunn County Historical Society, said, well, why don't you just sort of make the story steampunk? And I said, that's it. And so, listening to Erica's pieces over and over again, which I had done at that point, really kind of fueled the fire in terms of putting that stylistic spin on it.
Erica, did you know your music was going to be an inspiration for the illustrations?
Absolutely not. but Eric is always such an inspiration to me anyway, so I'm glad we could be the other way around this time.
Yeah, I wonder, you're obviously a very creative household here with music and illustration. Do you directly, or maybe even just bouncing ideas off of each other, do you find yourself, Erica, giving ideas, inspiring each other one way or another?
Absolutely. We've collaborated on a couple of things, and we have ideas for collaborations going forward. And I will often have Eric listen to something that I'm working on, and he'll often, I think, have me take a look at whatever he's working on, and we ask each other a lot of questions. And even though we're not formally trained in each other's areas, it's we are brutally honest with each other, so that's actually very helpful in the creative process.
And Eric, now you have your book. It's your standard, Northern United States small town fairy tale steampunk illustration book, right? That's a kind of a unique thing, actually. What's been the local response there?
You know, it's been pretty positive. We had sort of a book launch and opening reception for it, where we actually took a small gallery space in the Historical Society and essentially crafted a a little gallery corner, we have large printouts of the illustrations, large prints of the illustrations, framed in period frames, hanging on the walls, and we have a bunch of artifacts from the time period that point to some of the artifacts in the story kind of on display with it. So we had kind of this fun evening reception that was pretty heavily attended. I signed books. People kind of looked around the museum a bit. And generally, it's been selling really well. I think we had to go into our second print run already. People have been really, really positive about it.
And Eric, I think when it comes to local history, some people are really into it and some people really don't think about it, have no clue that it's out there in some ways. Do you see this as maybe a creative way to get people looking back at the past of their local community?
Hopefully so. I think Menominee in general is a little bit more, goes a little bit more in depth with their local history. It's partly due to the fact that it is so rich with the lumber industry and the fur trade and I think people really respond well to it here, so I think it's a pretty receptive community in general. Hopefully it just keeps that ball rolling, I guess.
And Erica, your music helped inspire Eric's illustrations. Are you looking at this story and maybe there's a new composition in there somewhere?
Yeah, it's very possible. So I also am a big fan of fairy tales and storytelling through music, so it's definitely possible.
And maybe the next up could be an animation of this with a soundtrack by Erica?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I've collaborated with some composers in the past on exactly that kind of project, and we do have ideas for one in the future moving forward.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Eric Evanson is an assistant professor of design at UW-Stout and the illustrator of The Devil's Punch Bowl. Erica Svano is a band director and music faculty at Augsburg University. We've been talking about The Devil's Punch Bowl, a new book inspired by a local Menominee high school student's folktale from a century ago. You can see some of Eric's illustrations from the book on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Stick around, there's more to come. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.